Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina will make history today in the land of Disney. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. You know I've been a big believer in this UNC football team all season, predicting after the dramatic comeback win at Georgia Tech that the 2015 Tar Heels would run the table and make a claim as the best team in school history by winning the most games. There's no reason for me to back off on that prediction, as Larry Fedora's fourth Carolina team will beat Baylor to become the first 12-game winner ever. Think about that. UNC has been playing football since 1888, through the days of Choo Choo Justice, the Bill Dooley era of two ACC championships, the years of LT under Dick Crum, and through the Mack Brown regime. Granted, they only played 10 regular season games when Choo Choo was running wild in the late 1940s, and 11 in the days of Dooley, Crum, and Brown. Yet even combining for 20 bowl appearances only thrice in 1972, 1980, and 1997, did the Tar Heels finish with 11 victories. The 12th regular season game was added in the 21st century, but no coach among Carl Torborst, John Bunning, Everett Withers, and Butch Davis could win more than 8 games, including bowl appearances. Up to this season, Fedora had won 8 during the 2012 regular season when the Tar Heels were ineligible for bowl participation. The current Tar Heels have had 2 chances to reach the magic number of 12, finishing the regular season with 11 straight victories and making UNC's first appearance in the ACC Championship game. That 8-point loss to Clemson left them 11-2, but with one more chance for a dozen today against Baylor and Orlando, no Mickey Mouse opponent. The Bears are second in the nation in yards per play, behind only Carolina. Baylor lost 2 quarterbacks and its best receiver late in the season, yet the Tar Heels are still only a field goal favorite to win the game. I will take that and raise you at least a touchdown. That's so sure I am that they will set a new standard and leave a legacy for all teams to follow. Unlike a year ago, when the team had fallen apart by its bowl appearance in Detroit, this season the Tar Heels are together like perhaps no other Carolina contingent. It's their chance to make their own history, and they'll do it by scoring at least 40 points and leaving the Bears in their wake. This is Art Chansky. See ya.